Welcome to Riscario Insider, episode 37, where an actuary reveals how the wealthy tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma. Today we ask, how effective are tax auditors? No one wants to get audited, not even tax auditors, but they do. The Auditor General, Sheila Fraser, looked at how the Canada Revenue Agency audits small and medium enterprises. Despite 5,600 staff focusing on these businesses, problems identified in earlier audits still remain. As taxpayers, we want compliance with the rules to ease our tax burdens, which vary considerably by province, especially for entrepreneurs. We're talking about big dollars. The Canada Revenue Agency estimates that there aren't many tax cheaters, but those few abusers cost us plenty. About $12.7 billion in unpaid tax, according to their 2006-2007 annual report. Of that, about $2.5 billion relates to small and medium enterprises. Here's a quote from the report of the Auditor General. Overall, the Canada Revenue Agency has made unsatisfactory progress in addressing the recommendations we selected from previous reports for follow-up. Sheila found the so-called tax man fares poorly in taxing the underground cash economy, which is targeted by about 1,000 staff. Her report says about half its underground economy audits over the past 5 years did not detect unreported income. Another area of concern is the auditing of too many low-risk files. Auditing the wrong files. Another quote from the Auditor General's report. This is from March of 2009, the report that we're quoting from in this podcast. The CRA has difficulty demonstrating that it is selecting and auditing small and medium enterprises of high risk or priority. The Canada Revenue Agency uses computerized risk assessment to classify tax returns by the potential tax recovery. There are four categories from low to high. That makes sense. However, the Canada Revenue Agency focuses on low-risk files where they expect a $0 tax recovery. If you look at the high category, the recovery is $50,000 or more. This is like targeting drivers going 0 to 10 above the speed limit, but ignoring drivers zooming past at 50 plus. In the last 2 years, the Canada Revenue Agency audited 87,000 small and medium enterprises. Of these, 13% were tagged as high risk and brought in 41% of the total tax recoveries. That's good. However, 56% of the audits were on zero or low risk files, and these brought in 39% of the total tax revenues. Here's another quote from the Auditor General. Available auditors may lack the experience necessary to do complex, high-risk files, and therefore audit lower-risk files. What's going on? Among other explanations, the Canada Revenue Agency says their auditors are better suited to low-risk audits. Also, audits do turn up problems even when tax recoveries are low. This is like a broken windows approach. Tackle minor crimes like speeding and littering to prevent bigger crimes. The CRA does not know why high-risk files bypass audits because the human screeners who make the ultimate decisions are not required to document their reasons. Screeners favor their own judgment over computerized risk assessments. Human judgment leads to inconsistencies, though. The right staff. During the tax roundtable in the 2008 KALU conference, an official from the Canada Revenue Agency reported difficulties filling two senior vacancies in the Ontario Audit Unit. Why? The pay scale starts at $40,973 and caps out at $110,779. The private sector pays better. Also, tax auditors would rank among the least prestigious professions. That's a reference to an earlier podcast. Want proof? At a party, announce that you're an actuary and people will leave you for fear of boredom. Say you're a tax auditor and watch them bolt even faster and go even further away. cheaters. This is from 2007 public opinion research by the Canada Revenue Agency. The study found that most people know little about the implications of tax cheating and concluded that more communication would encourage better compliance. Honest taxpayers suffer. Cheaters prosper and encourage others to follow until they're caught. Let's see what happens. You can read Ruscario Insider online at blog.ruscario.com. That's RISCARIO. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.